So, about 15 years ago, I got a sales job for the first time, a really low-level sales job, which has been most of my sales jobs. But I realized very quickly that the numbers were more important to the people working there than acting in a moral way when the employees were selling. And that the competitive nature of the industry of sales was very conducive to people acting in ways that were immoral and deceitful to go ahead and win competitions, just in general, to make money and to be the best. And my first interaction with sales was basically that. It wasn't a good one. I could have done that, and I was okay at sales, but I was never on board with the idea of selling my soul to make money and to be a good salesperson. I was never on board with lying to people. So when I got my second sales job, which was a door-to-door job, it was a few years later, I already had that in the back of my mind that I didn't want to lie to people. And I expressed that to my boss at the time, or to the person that recruited me into the door-to-door sales job. And basically what they told me was just, hey, don't worry about that right now. Just learn how to do this. And I listened. And luckily for me, I had some really good teachers and some people that turned me on to some interesting literature that I've read over the years, as well as other trainings. So I developed over the years. I ended up sticking with that job for a few years. And a few years of door-to-door sales is quite the experience. So, but during that time, I not only learned a lot about the psychology of sales and the psychology of people, but I also developed a way throughout that to just maintain my respect for myself, to be able to go home every night and kiss my girlfriend and lay down and get a good night's sleep and not have that aching feeling that I might have misled somebody or did something or convinced somebody of something that maybe wasn't the best for them. And I developed a way of really being aggressive at sales while also being extremely empathetic and compassionate and not selling to people that your product is not for, and really meeting people where they're at and yet also being aggressive and increasing your sales. And so there is a way to do that. That's why my podcast is called Sales Jedi, because you can also be a sales Sith. You can also be the bad version, and it's honestly easier. And as a person that understands the deep psychology behind sales, which is not just me, it's many, many other people in the world. In fact, I know there's many, many people that understand the deep psychology of sales better than I do. But for anybody that does, in any way, you can always use that power, that knowledge you can use it to increase your sales, but you can use it in a positive or a negative way, much like a Sith or a Jedi. And I believe I figured out a way to be the Jedi in that scenario and to use your powers for good and not evil, and yet also be successful and aggressive and exciting and have fun with sales, but also be very, very light-sided individual while you're doing this. When I say the words used car salesman, a bunch of negative feelings, connotations, ideas, words pop up into people's heads. My goal is to change that. My goal is to change that, not just to say that salespeople shouldn't be dishonest, that's a given, but is there a way you can be equally aggressive, but also, well, equally aggressive, equally successful, without selling your soul, without being the so-called used car salesman stereotype? I say yes. So if you'd like to hear more about that, then listen to my podcast. Thanks.